Forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mainly sunny skies this afternoon with a slight chance for scattered storms. Daytime high is approaching 87. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tonight. Lows level off around 62. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow. Daytime high is approaching 90. Mainly sunny skies and calm. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 79.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The state of Kansas is set to receive more than $27.5 million from the U.S. Department of Transportation's Federal Railroad Administration after they announced a new program known as the Railroad Crossing Elimination Grant Program, where they say they're looking to make it easier to get around railroad tracks by adding grade separations, closing at-grade crossings, and improving existing at-grade crossings where train tracks and roads intersect across the nation. According to the U.S. Department of Transportation, they say that more than 2,000 highways and railroad crossing collisions happen in the U.S., with more than 30,000 reported blocking crossings submitted to the FRA's public complaint portal. The program is part of a larger national program that sets to receive $570 million to fund more than 63 projects in 32 different states. Much of the funding will be focused in certain areas of Kansas, including the city of Emporia, the city of Olathe, Wellington, and the city of Wichita. They say they'll also be focusing on tribal lands in the Mid-America region. Mid-America Network News.
The Kia Summer Sales Event is upon us at Midwest Kia. Each month this summer, we'll announce huge dealer discounts on select models, giving you a chance to trade out your competitive make for a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. In June, see why the all-new Kia K5 leaves our competitors in the dust. Ready to upgrade your Nissan Altima, Honda Accord, Toyota Camry, or Ford Fusion? Trade it in towards the purchase of any new K5 and get a $2,000 discount. No matter the year, no matter the miles, your competitive trade saves you $2,000 instantly. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today, with fair pricing that is never over MSRP and no fine prints and gotcha tricks that require the fast talk disclaimer at the end of this ad. It's a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. Trade in that old sedan and upgrade to a new 2023 Kia K5 today and get a $2,000 dealer discount only at Midwest Kia. All new Kias come with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember, we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia. Limited powertrain warranty valid till June 30th.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigations has reported an investigation into a multi-state program on ATM thefts at colleges and universities that's led to an arrest of a 38-year-old man from the city of Wichita. KWCH News reports that 38-year-old Michael Fries has been arrested after the investigation from federal, state, and local law enforcement and was booked into the Harvey County Jail on multiple arrest warrants. They say that the thefts at the ATMs happened in several different Kansas counties, but also led to a break-in of a rural fire department and stole life-saving rescue equipment. Fries was arrested for several counts of charges, including burglary, criminal damage to property, and theft involving crimes in Cloud, Shawnee, Harvey, and McPherson counties. In other news, one man has been arrested in Wabansee County after going 78 miles an hour in a 60-mile-an-hour construction zone that led to the arrest and the recovery of a stolen firearm along with drugs. WIBW reports the event happened on Sunday on eastbound I-70, where 59-year-old Julius Hudson Jr. was arrested with possession of cocaine and drug paraphernalia.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Nebraska State Legislature ended up ending their session for 2023 a day early last week as they wrapped up with passing some major bills, including passing voter ID bills on the final day of the session, with Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen meeting the legislature in the chambers for the final day to send a farewell send-off.
I'm incredibly honored to be here with you in this unbelievable chamber to mark the conclusion of the one of the most impactful sessions in this body's history. Over the last 5 months, we've all been incredibly challenged
That audio from KSNB at local channel 4. They say they addressed many different issues across the state of Nebraska, including voter ID issues, along with increasing E15 fuel for gas stations, women's rights issues, abortion issues, taxes, and economic growth moving forward for the state. Many of the legislators also say they're looking forward to moving forward into the 2024 year. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provide for research and advice on the latest scam targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today.
Wildcat fans, K-State men's and women's basketball season tickets are on sale now. Order yours today and see your Cats in Bramlage this fall. Men's prices start at less than $15 per game and add a women's season ticket for just $50. Coach Tang and the Wildcats are coming off an Elite Eight season, and All-American Aoki Lee returns for K-State women's basketball. Order now by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
Deadline was June 1st for upcoming primary elections in August and general elections in November. In Washington County, Ken Stetnich is running for Barnes mayor with Brian Turk and Seth Wirtz for two council positions. Greenleaf has three council seats open with Rusty Johnson, Melissa Bruna, and Cindy Eller-Holligan filed. Kim Losey is running for Hanover mayor with Don Spencer and Chuck Garber for two council seats. Inez Hollingsworth is the only filing for Hollenberg City Council with two seats open. Marcus Daniels is running for Mahaska mayor and with five council seats open. Filings include John Wiley Kerr, Doug Lambert, Kirk Gallion, and Dale Kern Jr. Stephen Wright is the only council member filed for Morrowville with two seats open. Bill Wilgers is running for mayor in Palmer, and Gene Stunkel, Randy Hilchin, Don Heitman, Aaron Onke, and Josh Hilchin are filed for five council positions. In Washington, Ryan Kern is running for mayor, with Teresa Herz, Roxanne Schottel, and Marianne Cromie filing for two open positions. For USD 108, Washington County School Board, Keely Welch is unopposed for position one, with Kelsey Beichman, Jamie Cole, Lindsay Hattisall, and Rod Stewart filing for positions three and five. Jill Hoover is unopposed for position seven. USD 223, Hanover Barnes and Lynn has Darren Bott for position three, Toby Bruna position four, Kellen Tegmeyer, position 5, and Janelle Wooler will face Travis Heenick for position 7. Kerry Peterson and Lucinda Stunkel are running for Extension Board. In Nemahal County for USD 113, Prairie Hills School Board, Todd Grimes will face Ross Mosteller for position 5. Leslie Scobie leaves that post, filing at large for position 7, and will face Ann Shaughnessy. For the vacant position 4 seat, which Shanissa Bloom resigned in March, Andrea Logas has filed. In USD 115, Nemahal Central, Chris Anderson is challenging Owen Zinke for position 7. A Beatrice man who reportedly suffered a medical issue was a fatality this past weekend in Jefferson County. Authorities found the cyclist pulled over in a ditch on Highway 8 east of Steel City, and Marvin Wesley, age 64, was transported but died en route to the hospital. City of Summerfield has filed application and held a public hearing Monday with the USDA Rural Development for financial assistance for improvements to their water and sewer system. Additional information is available through the USDA Rural Development Office. City of Marysville Water Department will be shutting off water Tuesday afternoon about 1:30 for a couple of hours to disconnect old service at 400 Carolina Street. Those in the neighborhood of 400 Carolina may save some drinking water as needed Tuesday afternoon beginning around 1:30. Regina M. Linenberger, age 84, of Tonganoxie, formerly of Washington, passed away Thursday. Massive Christian burial Wednesday, 10 a.m. at St. Augustine Catholic Church in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Rosary Tuesday evening at 6:30 at the church, with a visitation Tuesday noon until 4:30 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Regina Linenberger. Evelyn June Myers, age 93, of Manhattan, passed away May 24th.
funeral service Wednesday, 2 p.m. at the Memorial Presbyterian Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation 1 to 2 p.m. Wednesday at the church. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for June Myers. Neola F. Woolbrandt, age 87, of Marysville, passed away May 30th. Graveside service is planned Friday, 10:30 at the Marysville City Cemetery, with Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Neola Woolbrandt. Jimmy L. Tate, age 76, of Waterville, passed away May 31st. Massive Christian burial Saturday, 10:30 at St. Monica St. Elizabeth Catholic Church in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery at Waterville. Rosary at 7 p.m. Friday, with visitation noon to 7 on Friday. Family will greet friends from 6 to 7 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for Jimmy Tate.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Still staying sunny and warmer today with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower 60s. There will be a chance for some scattered showers throughout the day on Wednesday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. And more rain may continue throughout Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Still a chance for some showers throughout Thursday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the mid-80s and lower 90s. And scattered showers early Thursday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower 60s. Rain showers are still possible as we head into Friday, partly sunny with our highs in the lower to upper 80s. Then showers and thunderstorms may continue Friday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid-60s. Temperatures cooling over the weekend, but showers will increase. Some showers and thunderstorms are likely on Saturday with our highs in the lower to mid-80s. And showers continue Saturday night, cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early June 83, record high on this date 104, the average low 61 and the record low 40. Sunset this evening 8:50, sunrise in the morning at 6:02. We received another half inch in our rain gauge Monday afternoon.
Eating oranges in the shower? Yes, it's actually a thing. We will tell you why today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, June 6th, the 157th day of the year. American patriot Nathan Hale was born on this day, and 79 years ago, Allied troops were storming the beaches of Normandy on D-Day. If you like oranges and you enjoy taking showers, here's some good news. A story circulating the internet claims that oranges taste better when eaten in the shower. Countless people who've tried the experiment say it's true. The orange flavor is more intense. Why? One educated guess is that heat magnifies the orange fragrance, while humidity makes our mucous membranes more sensitive. And much of what we experience as flavor comes from fragrance. It's probably nothing more than a passing fad. But if you find orange peels in the soap dish, you'll know why. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more fun facts online at almanac.com.
When severe storms approach, tune to KNDY for the latest up-to-date watches and warnings. Stay safe and ahead of the storm with updates from the National Weather Service, WeatherEye, Weather Network, and our local reporters. Severe storm coverage on KNDY, service of these community sponsors.
Hello, and thank you for calling. Our operators are busy at the moment. Please hold the line, and we will answer you shortly.
Stop the madness. With Blue Valley, there's less time on hold, more time together. Blue Valley Technologies offers reliable internet that works when you need it. And if there's an issue, we have local customer support that will make sure you're back online in no time. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Napa Know How.
Locally owned, locally operated, your Napa Parts store in Marysville offers Napa parts and accessories, plus the tools, equipment, and supplies you need to get every job done right the first time. The right tools at the right price, plus Napa know-how. From your locally owned and locally operated Napa parts store in Marysville, Enan's Automotive.
Napa know-how.
Mother Nature has a way of putting a dent in our plans, and sometimes those dents come in the form of hail. If you've had recent hail damage to gutters or garage doors, remember to call Blue Valley Door. They'll give you a free estimate to repair or replace your garage door. And if you have gutter damage, choose your new heavy-duty seamless gutters from a variety of colors. Local residential, commercial, and agricultural service. That's Blue Valley Door. They're here for you long after the storm is gone. Call 228-1276. Blue Valley Door, 1.5 miles west of Beatrice on Highway 4.
Bruce's Body Shop in Marysville is ready to help with your body repair, refinishing, and collision work. They offer total glass installation and feature 24-hour wrecker service. If it's an accident, hail damage, or other automotive repairs, drop by the shop at 410 North 6th in Marysville. Bruce's Body Shop. Help with body repair, refinishing, and collision work, 24-hour wrecker service, and glass installation. Stay safe this storm season. Tune KNDY FM 95.5, KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1, and KNDYRadio.com.
Mid-America Sports Network. I'm Jeremy Heim. Last night in the NHL, we had Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Final, and the Golden Knights win over the Florida Panthers 7-2 and take a 2-0 lead in the series. Yesterday, the College World Series continued as Oklahoma and Stanford played each other, and we got a final in 9 innings. Oklahoma ends up winning 4-2. Then in the nightcap, Florida State took on Tennessee, and Florida State comes out on top as they win 5-1. So now that sets up our final 3-game series between Oklahoma and Florida State for the World Series Championship. Wichita State made it official yesterday as Kevin Saul announced on Monday that Brian Green was named the 5th head coach in the modern era of Wichita State baseball. Wichita State Athletics will introduce Coach Green at a press conference on Wednesday at 4:30 p.m. That's a look at your sports on Mid-America Sports Network.
When you're shopping for a used car, you don't want to go just anywhere. You don't want to go where it's crazy and chaotic and more like a circus. You probably don't want to go to the place with a goofy mascot where they don't even listen and try to sell you something you don't want. And you definitely don't want to deal with a place with a sleazy guy like this.
This one here is a beauty. Tip-top shape. Don't mind that noise. She's running perfect. Don't worry. You can trust me.
Come see our team of professionals here at Rusty Eck Ford. Not only will we help you find the vehicle that you want, they're the experts in helping you with the financing you need, no matter your credit situation. So before you go to one of those other places and wish later that you didn't, go to Rusty Eck Ford first. Wichita's only President's Award winner for customer service 3 years in a row. See the real difference at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Mid-America Sports Network. I'm Jeremy Heim. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs made their visit to the president and the White House as both Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce gave the president Joe Biden NFL jerseys. Yesterday, the Kansas City Royals started a series with the Marlins. The Marlins come out on top in the first game of the series as they score 9 runs on 11 hits. Royals only score 6 runs on 9 hits to come up short to the Marlins. Series will continue today in Miami. Well, Big 12 school in baseball yesterday is going to make it to a super regional, and that's TCU as they defeated Arkansas yesterday 12-4. So after yesterday, two Big 12 teams did move on. TCU will now play Indiana State in a three-game series in a super regional. And Texas will take on Stanford in a three-game series super regional also. That's a look at your Mid-America Network sports.
Like brand new, the Nordis Motor Company has a 2023 Buick Envision Essence. They have a 2018 Buick Enclave Essence. For sporty spring runarounds, they have a 2010 Chevy Camaro and a 2008 Buick Enclave. It's priced under $6,000 at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Since 1976, Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions has been your farm and home marketing team. Let the experienced family team of Tom and Rob Olmsted and brother-in-law Tom Kirkland guide you when buying or selling a home or farmland. Delivering timely, honest, and professional guidance, visit olmstedrealestate.com to view current listings and auctions. Your farm and home marketing team is Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Plant Persian Shield for season-long color in gardens and containers. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This tropical plant is typically grown as an annual in full sun and partially shaded locations. Keep the soil slightly moist for best results. The dark green leaves have a silvery purple iridescence on the upper side and are deep purple beneath. Combine Persian Shield with silver foliage plants like licorice and lotus vines and pink or purple flowers like heliotrope, calibrachoas, petunias, and verbena. This lovely plant can grow several feet tall. Pinch out the growing tip to encourage fuller, more compact growth. It's hardy in zones 10 and 11 and grown as an annual elsewhere. Move the plants indoors or take cuttings at the end of the season and treat it like your other house plants. Grow it in a brightly lit location and water thoroughly when the top inch of soil is slightly dry. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Tuesdays are really something special. Marysville Chamber and Main Street, along with a dozen local businesses, are offering exclusive deals that you can find all day, but only on Tuesdays each month, and they'll be open late till 6. Catch Tuesday specials with these participating local merchants who appreciate your patronage.
For that brilliant bouquet or arrangement for any occasion, let the Garden of Eden be your final stop. Shop local every Tuesday. Ladies, stop in for refreshing drink specials along with cash and carry fresh flowers. Add some color to your life with a stop in at the Garden of Eden, where their flowers have superpowers.
Now with extended hours, the Empty Cup Coffee Bar and Bistro in Marysville is open 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 7 until 2 Saturday and Sunday. More time to grab your favorite coffee, pies, sandwiches, and afternoon teas. Daily specials will have you trying something new each time you order. The Empty Cup, downtown Marysville. Open now weekdays 7 until 7 and weekends 7 until 2.
My Sister's Closet Boutique in Waterville has all you need for your wardrobe this season. They specialize in the latest fashion trends. Don't get caught in last year's style. Stop in and refresh your wardrobe with all your favorite teen colors. Stock your closet with cute, comfortable, trendy, and affordable options. Hurry to MSC today or start your shopping online at MySistersClosetKansas.com. Big city style with small town service. Come and spend a day at My Sister's Closet in Waterville.
Tuesdays are really something special. Marysville Chamber and Main Street, along with a dozen local businesses, are offering exclusive deals that you can find all day, but only on Tuesdays each month, and they'll be open late till 6. Catch Tuesday specials with these participating local merchants who appreciate your patronage.
In Wamego, Kansas, you'll find the Columbian Theater. Its history is a story in its own right. However, the larger billing these days often goes to something just a few doors down, a place that got its start thanks to an exhibit at the Columbian. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm
Valentine Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
In 1893, J.C. Rogers, a local banker in Wamego, Kansas, attended the World's Fair in Chicago. He was fascinated by the exhibits and architecture and even brought part of it back to his hometown.
The Columbian Theater was built from a decor and even installed with murals from the Chicago World's Fair of 1893.
The Columbian Theater remains today in the small town, a true landmark in its own right. Caitlin Steubeman says time took its toll, and the community raised funds to renovate the theater, and in the process began to celebrate the arts, bringing in exhibits to attract visitors.
In 1995, they hosted an Oz exhibit, which was from a local collector whose collection was actually debuted for Hallmark.
That exhibit was well attended, bringing in people from the nation and even a dozen foreign countries. The response spurred an idea. Why not house a permanent museum dedicated to the Wizard of Oz? That happened in 2003.
We have 2,000 pieces on display, but it is out of 30,000 pieces plus in the collection. So we have everything from the first edition of L. Frank Baum's book all the way to pieces from the more recent adaptations of Oz.
The popularity of the movie seems to be growing, despite the fact the book was written in 1900 and the movie was first released in 1939. Some may ask, though, why is Wamego the place to tell the story of Dorothy and her cast of characters?
Because nowhere in the book or the movie did they say what town Dorothy was from, but we are in Kansas. Our area definitely fits the vibe, so we'll unofficially accept that.
But there's much more to this story and this museum. For the fact that this story ever became what it is today is quite a tale in its own right. It's next time as we travel the countryside, Wamego, Kansas. I'm Andrew McRae.
There will be a personal property and vehicle auction for Crownover and CNC Auto Sales Saturday, June 10th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 1107 Pony Express Highway across from Valley Vet Supply. Selling collectibles as well as vehicles. They will be selling a 12-foot low-line aluminum John boat, 55-gallon self-contained four-wheel sprayer, a number of antiques and collectibles, including a Kuad saddlery, Calker City saddle. Vehicle sale at 11 a.m. and include a 2005 Chevy Trailblazer 4x4, 2014 Mini Cooper Countryman, 2006 Lincoln Navigator, 2003 Dodge Ram 4-door 4-wheel drive pickup, plus numerous other items. This personal property auction with vehicles, some antiques, and miscellaneous for Crownover and CNC Auto Sales will be Saturday, June 10th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 1107 Pony Express Highway, across from Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Can a computer taste a tomato or blueberry? Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Not really, but it can tell scientists what makes them taste good as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
When you bite into a blueberry or tomato, your taste buds tell you if it's good or better suited for the compost pile. To find out if a fruit or vegetable is worth breeding, scientists sample the crop for taste and smell themselves, going through fields and picking produce individually. And that's a lot of work. Marcio Resende is a sweet corn breeder and geneticist at the University of Florida. He says a computer can learn what attributes make a good piece of fruit. Researchers at the university are studying how computer models can use a range of volatiles to measure fruit taste.
The tomato and blueberry lab, they basically quantified these compounds because they were in metabolic routes that were thought to be associated with flavor. And that's how we got to which compounds to look at. So it was a targeted set somewhere between 50 and 70, but the computer didn't know that, right? So you put that into a statistical model and you see if you can predict or not. And we also had sugars and acids in addition to these volatiles.
Using these models, a breeding program can assess flavor ratings and choose which varieties to grow.
Moving forward, so how it actually predicts is we give the computer this database of content of these different compounds. And the computer then knows, or at least is able to generate predictions as well. Seeing this, I think that the average score from 0 to 100 for this tomato variety will be, hypothetically speaking, 85. And then we can generate a ranking for all the varieties and say, these are the better tasting ones. These are the not so good ones.
His next goal is to use computer learning to find the best sweet corn varieties. Learn more about taste testing with artificial intelligence at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Growing up, I remember circling the toys I wanted in a colorful catalog that my parents could then use to buy my Christmas presents. Today involves browsing online. In this new age of information, there are hundreds of options available at our fingertips. But is that always a good thing? Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. We have been blessed with the power of choice. But when faced with too many options, we often become paralyzed and make no decision at all. Psychologists call this phenomenon the choice paradox. When it comes to managing finances, it's important to strike a balance between having enough options, but not so many that we become overwhelmed. Understand the role of faith and your purpose in life, and then identify your financial goals. If you want some help, talk to a financial professional to develop a customized strategy. By connecting your financial goals with your faith, you can focus on your goals to make confident, informed decisions that help you live a life of meaning and gratitude.
Something old is new again in the world of chickpeas. Next on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm, Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
In an effort to breed a more resilient, sustainable version of the chickpea, a California company has tapped into long-forgotten traits of this high-protein food. Catherine Cook is CEO and co-founder of NewSicer, where plant breeders have created what she says is a unique germplasm library by cross-pollinating wild and cultivated species.
Not only did this unique library show traits that improved climate resilience and agronomic yields, including drought tolerance, heat tolerance, tolerance to acidic soils, but it also, when you create such a high level of genetic diversity, shows variation in nutritional content, including high protein content.
Cook says this could lead to more climate-resilient varieties that cost less to grow.
Globally, chickpea is actually a primary source of nutrition and protein in areas like India, Africa, and regions of the Middle East. It's also becoming a hero ingredient in Western culture as a result of its functional and nutritional properties.
Cook says NewSicer has developed chickpea varieties with double the protein content of their predecessors. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Tuesday, June the 6th. USDA's June ag trade outlook showed a significant drop in U.S. exports from the February report. Michael Clemens has more.
U.S. ag exports are forecast at $181 billion for fiscal year 2023, down $3.5 billion from expectations in the February forecast. Veronica Nye, senior economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, says the U.S. is facing a significant trade imbalance.
Relative to last year, USDA is now projecting that U.S. ag exports will be down $15 billion, while imports are projected up $4 billion. That means the trade balance is estimated to be at a deficit of $17 billion. When we think about that in a volume versus value basis, exports are expected down 19% by volume and 16% by value relative to last year.
Nye says U.S. ag trade is being impacted by global monetary conditions.
Well, for anyone who's buying anything, it won't be a surprise that inflation remains on a slowing trend, but economic growth challenges are materializing as monetary conditions tighten. World real GDP is projected to increase by only 2.8% in 2023. That's down from 3.4% last year.
She says the impact of these economic challenges vary by commodity.
When you look on the corn side, exports are expected down 26% by value, 27% by volume. Sorghum is down over two-thirds by value, 68% by volume, 69%. Now, it's not all bad news. Beans are expected down on volume by 7%, but only down by 3% on value. And then when we move to the meat case, beef exports are expected down 14%, but pork exports are expected up, as are broiler meat exports.
And that's your Ag News.
At United, we believe in helping our neighbors and strengthening our communities. When you choose United, you're not only getting the best wireless service in Southwest Kansas, you're also supporting the local company that supports our schools and sponsors many local organizations and community events. Join your neighbors already enjoying United's unlimited data, local customer service, and affordable rates, and get 3 months of free service on any new line. Stop by your local United store or visit getunited.com/3free and switch to United today. Terms and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Truck owners, Toppers Plus Truck Accessories has a new expanded showroom at 333 North West Street, stocked with the tonneau cover for you. Protect your truck bed and valuables with a locking truck lid. Choose from hard, soft, folding, or retractable covers. Toppers Plus has top brands including Lear, Undercover, Backflip, X-Stang, Roll and Lock, and more. Work or play, make your truck work for you. Visit our new expanded showroom at 333 North West Street or ToppersPlusKS.com. Make your truck
work for you. Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop Insurance Protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that Crop Insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Can a computer taste a tomato or blueberry? Not really, but it can tell scientists what makes them taste good on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Into a blueberry or tomato, your taste buds tell you if it's good or better suited for the compost pile. To find out if a fruit or vegetable is worth breeding, scientists sample the crop for taste and smell themselves, going through fields and picking produce individually. And that's a lot of work. Marcio Resende is a sweet corn breeder and geneticist at the University of Florida. He says a computer can learn what attributes make a good piece of fruit. Researchers at the university are studying how computer models can use a range of volatiles to measure fruit taste.
The tomato and blueberry lab, they basically quantified these compounds because they were in metabolic routes that were thought to be associated with flavor. And that's how we got to which compounds to look at. So it was a targeted set somewhere between 50 and 70, but the computer didn't know that, right? So you put that into a statistical model and you see if you can predict or not.
Using these models, a breeding program can assess flavor ratings and choose which varieties to grow.
Moving forward, so how it actually predicts is we give the computer this database of content of these different compounds, and the computer then knows, or at least is able to generate predictions as well. Seeing this, I think that the average score from 0 to 100 for this tomato variety will be, hypothetically speaking, 85. And then we can generate a ranking for all the varieties and say, these are the better tasting ones, these are the not so good ones.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about taste testing with artificial intelligence at agriculture.com.
Stockman, if you're seeking a dependable herd bull with good disposition, hybrid vigor, and great traits, call Leuenberger. He has 30 head of Angus and Sim-Angus yearling, 2-year-olds, for immediate pickup or delivery. Featuring calving ease, these are right for expanding or replacing your herd bull. Call Leuenberger at Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. All right, so here's what we're looking at right now on the boards. You've got July corn sitting at 608 3/4. That's up 11 and a quarter. September corn, 536 1/2. That's up 6 1/4. Kansas City wheat for July, 822 3/4. That's up 1/2. September Kansas City wheat, 815 3/4. And that's down 3/4. July oats up 2 1/2 at 345 1/2. September oats at 348, that's up 1/4 currently. Looking at July soybeans, right now 1360, that's up 10. August soybeans at 1271 1/4, that's up 10 1/4. Taking a look at cotton for July, we're at 85.09 right now as far as your current price, and that's up 30 cents. October cotton, 84.81, and that's up $2.39. Live cattle for June, 179.70. That's up $2.55. Live cattle for August, 175.42 1/2. That's up $2.15 right now. Feeder cattle for August, 243.30. That's up 70 cents. September feeder cattle, 246.50. That's up 87.5 cents. All right, let's take a look at oil very quickly for you. July crude, 71.87. That's down 28 cents. Crude oil for August, 71.97, that's down 29 cents. Looking at gold. Gold for June, 1964, that's up $6. Gold for August at 1980.60, and that's up $6.30. Silver for July, 23.67, that's up 3 pennies. And silver for September, 23.88, that's up 3 pennies as well. Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 42, S&P up 3, NASDAQ down 15.
When you're shopping for a used car, you don't want to go just anywhere. You don't want to go where it's crazy and chaotic and more like a circus. You probably don't want to go to the place with a goofy mascot where they don't even listen and try to sell you something you don't want. And you definitely don't want to deal with a place with a sleazy guy like this.
This one here is a beauty. Tip-top shape. Don't mind that noise. She's running perfect. Don't worry. You can trust me.
Come see our team of professionals here at Rusty Eck Ford. Not only will we help you find the vehicle that you want, they're the experts in helping you with the financing you need, no matter your credit situation. So before you go to one of those other places and wish later that you didn't, go to Rusty Eck Ford first. Wichita's only President's Award winner for customer service 3 years in a row. See the real difference at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
The USDA put out another World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates report, and senior economist from K-State's International Grain Program, Guy Allen, discusses wheat, corn, and soybeans from that report on an international level. The WASDE report surprised the marketplace and projected low bushels of hard wheat.
What we saw in the WASDE was supportive. Both world and U.S. ending stocks were projected to decline, and that was a bit of a surprise to the marketplace. U.S. winter wheat production came in well below the trade average estimate of 1.24 billion bushels. U.S. wheat production came in at 1.13. Hard wheat particularly was projected just above 500 million bushels. Now, that's the lowest number that we've seen in what we'd call, say, the modern era. So that's becoming an increasing concern.
There were also record high corn crop production predictions, as well as record high demands for corn and its byproducts.
This year, USDA number came in at 5.23 billion bushels, which is a lot of corn. Their average per acre yield was 181 and a half bushels per acre, which was quite optimistic. However, in the wake of a record crop, we're also seeing a near record demand there. We're seeing an increase in feed demand by about 375 million bushels. Ethanol demand should be fairly strong too, particularly as petroleum and crude oil prices remain high. Exports we're expecting to increase. At the moment, we're coming off of this current year is very, very disappointing when it comes to corn exports. We've seen that demand sort of wane a bit with the higher prices, and two, they tend to be going to our competitors.
Allen reviews what the WASDE report predicted for soybean production and what is predicted for the country with the highest soybean demand.
USDA did leave Argentina's production unchanged at 27 million metric tons. That was above the trade range. Also, interestingly, Argentina this year will probably import about half of their soybeans that they're crushing from Brazil and Paraguay. Brazilian production on soybeans was increased by a million metric tons to 155 million metric tons. Was within the range, but still a bit higher. Again, similar to corn, as we always have for soybeans, China's the big demand point for soybeans internationally, importing about two-thirds of the world's soybeans go to China. Current imports were raised 2 million metric tons to 98 million metric tons, which isn't the high of 100 million metric tons we saw just pre-COVID, or I should say more accurately, pre-African swine fever. Keep in mind, two-thirds of the world's hogs sit in China. That and poultry drives that demand for soybeans and soybean meal particularly.
That was K-State's International Grain Program's senior economist, Guy Allen, reviewing the USDA's World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
So much classic country, we had to put it on two stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville. Now, ABC News.